A research team at UW-Milwaukee is about to use federal funds to try to improve the use of autonomous, that's self-driving, vehicles in rural areas. Public transportation is less common in those communities, and many residents need help getting to the grocery store or doctor. The thought is that public agencies or private companies offering trips in driverless cars can help to fill the gap. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
In a small lab on the UW-Milwaukee campus, PhD student Narayan Rai is using a desktop computer and Wi-Fi to move three battery-powered robotic cars about 16 inches long and 8 inches wide around a circle drawn on the floor. Rai says the computer on the little cars is about the size of a stick of gum.
It can go even smaller than this.
Rai explains the cars also have small sensors measuring the car's inertia or resistance to changes in motion and wheel speed. He says the sensors feed information to the little onboard computer.
It basically gathers all the sensor data of the cars and sends the instruction to drive the motor and the steering control as well.
Rai and a team led by UWM civil and environmental engineering professor Tom Shi are trying to test an algorithm or problem-solving procedure they've developed that would help driverless or autonomous vehicles operate better in rural areas. AVs, as they are sometimes known, are being used in a few large cities like San Francisco. But in rural communities, there are often fewer high-definition maps, road signs and markings, and less communication infrastructure. Professor Shi says he and his team are looking at two remedies, strengthening the communication power of the infrastructure and of the vehicle.
We should do the things at the same time to make sure they do have a reliable, connected environment for the vehicle to operate.
Yet, he says the technological improvements can't be too expensive for the car or the local community.
If you just push too hard on one direction, certainly the cost will increase significantly. But if you want to pursue both directions, you have to have a trade-off.
UWM will soon be receiving $1.4 million from the U.S. Transportation Department for its work on autonomous vehicles, money the campus believes the Trump administration won't freeze. Overall, the government is scheduled to spend $15 million on the six-year project, with other partners including UW-Madison and universities in other states, and local collaborators like Walworth and Jefferson counties. Another UWM PhD student, Muhammad Fahd, says part of his focus is on the eventual user.
Some people cannot drive, like disabled people. So if autonomous vehicle is there, they don't need to be called to the driver. So they will just book from the mobile and the vehicle will come. They will sit and they don't need to drive. The vehicle will go from one location to another location.
That's presuming more people become comfortable with driverless cars. Professor Shi says surveys have shown success changes minds.
A lot of people are pretty skeptical in terms of the technology, but once we provide them with a successful riding experience, their opinion will change dramatically from the negative side to the positive side.
Xi says he hopes testing with full-size vehicles will start later this year. He says improving AVs in rural areas could help urban use too. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.